for the CBO. Another rocking day for the stock market with the Dow to another record high of 70 points. We're at 17,554 at NASDAQ of 17 at 4,638 and the S&P 500 of 8 points at 2,031 and the yield in the 10-year now at 2.37%. Oil pulling back again today, down $1.10 at $77.58 a barrel. Precious metals continued under pressure. Gold down more than $3 at $11.42.60, and silver slipped 3 cents at $15.41 an ounce. The latest earnings news helping propel the market to new heights, and news that unemployment lines got shorter by 10,000 over the past week also helped the Dow's cause. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown L.A. Ed, another record run here. Give us your reaction to what we got here today.
Well, it's a very impressive market behavior. It's a V. If you look at the Dow Jones chart here for the last 6 weeks, we had a sell-off that was pretty significant and pretty fast, typical sell-offs, and the Dow went down to about 15,700, and now we're back up over 17,000, and so this is a very, very volatile, positive market, and it has to be impressive. How much longer it continues has got a lot of people in doubt about it, but nevertheless, there's not a strong feeling on the upside, so I see the downside risk as being low.
All right, of course, we have the midterm elections, and if history is any guide, where do you see this market go from here?
I think the election situation actually drove the market up a little bit here in the last couple of days since Wednesday morning, and I see the market having some vulnerability, but in general, it looks to me like the third quarter earnings reports are continuing to be very positive, so I see some more positive trends in the market.
All right, obviously, not all rainbows and ice cream cones. Certainly for oil investors, for example, with the price of oil hitting a 4-year low this week and bouncing back from that low, but still pretty close to a 3-year low here right now. The oil stocks have come under pressure. Do they look attractive to you at this point?
They do. Very, very definitely. The oil stocks look very attractive to me. Actual earnings have been up over the last quarter, and of course that's because their refineries are paying less price for oil that they're refining, and that's a positive. But the negative, of course, is they own a lot of oil in terms of prices. Your observation about the gold situation is very important, but I've been negative on gold stock and gold for at least a couple of years, and I expect the gold prices to continue lower.
All right, where would you be putting money now into or taking off the table?
Well, I like some of the small cap companies that seem to be down in prices and have not participated here. I like the engineering companies, and I also, again, as I mentioned earlier, I like the oil companies. I would again continue to be very careful about the high price earning ratio groups in the internet securities and in the restaurants, as an example.
All right, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown L.A. Ed, thank you very much for coming to the line on this record-shattering day for the stock market, both the Dow and S&P 500 settling at all-time highs.